it's me. I'm back at the window. I don't care what you're doing. It's time to play. You want to see me naked, don't you? There you are now. I can see you. Hi. Only kidding. As you can see, I'm not naked. You might want to get yourself a chair there, so you can sit back and relax, if I let you. So the answer you sent me just now in that text got me thinking. It's not surprising one of your favorite things is to have your cock sucked. You barely needed to waste the time typing that one out. But the outdoors thing? I like that. And I was thinking what sort of horrible tease I could put you through today when I remember something I did once that I thought you might like. So for today, I'm gonna put on a little show and tell for you. Now you're sitting comfortably. Take your dick out and stroke it. You might as well take your underwear off, naked, however you're comfortable. You know me, though. I might stop you any second, so enjoy it while you can. Keep doing it unless I tell you to stop. When I do the tell part, like I am now, you can listen. Show me how turned on you are, and jerk it from me like that as much as you want. Ride that tingly edge. Keep that tension building in your cock and balls. I don't even need to tell you that coming is forbidden now, do I? When I get to the show part, I'll be telling you, stop. I'm cruel like that, huh? But then you just keep answering the phone. You sit in your chair. I'll just stand, for now, at least. I'm going to put you on speaker, so I have both hands free. That worked very well last time, so... Alright, let me explain my outfit. Today, I've just got these jean shorts on. Daisy Dukes, right? And this shirt that fits very nicely. Maybe too nicely. As you can see, the buttons on my shirt are threatening to pop at any minute. I'll leave one or two done up, just to preserve my modesty. Yes, of course, I'm wearing a bra. I'm all class. Wait, I'm not wearing any panties, though. Does that make a difference? Oh, and can you see I've also got this toy here? I picked it to be the same size as you. Look, it has a little sucky bit so I can put it on the window here, and it'll stay in position at just the right height. That'll come in handy later. I told you. Classy. So I thought I would tell you a story about this time I was out at a bar. Keep stroking your cock while you're listening. It was a hot summer night, and I had on these very shorts and a pair of heels, showing off my legs to full effect. I had a shirt like this on too, knotted at the midriff. I guess it was a little slutty, but with a body like this, you're only young once, right? As you can imagine, there were no shortage of guys around me. The legs were getting a lot of looks. I like the attention sometimes, but there was this shy guy in the corner, and I fancied a bit of a challenge. Finding something innocent to corrupt. He actually looked a little bit like you, but the hair was different and he was wearing glasses. Younger too, I think. I don't actually know how old you are, though, do I? Who cares? Age is just a number, right? Like the number 4. The number of days I have kept you edging without coming. Anyway, he was actually about to go when I sat next to him, and I got the sense he'd probably up and leave unless I spoke to him, so I said hi. He relaxed a little and we got to talking. We were chatting at the bar, having a drink, just like what we were. 2 people out on their own. It turned out he was only in town for one night at some sort of computer conference. We were mostly talking about movies and the shit TV he's been watching in his hotel room, and he must have said something funny because I laughed. And as I laughed, I went to brush his leg with my hand to let him know to keep talking, that he was heading in the right direction. But that cocktail I've been drinking must have gone to my head or something, because I meant to brush his knee, but I went a little higher by accident, and my forefinger brushed across a big bulge near his thigh. Well, as you know, when I see a big bulge like yours, things start to get a little heated for me, and sometimes I can't help myself. So imagine what I do when I'm touching one. My head was very quickly spinning with the possibilities. I casually undid one of the buttons on my shirt, just like this, to show a little more of my boobs, and leaned over, squeezing them together with my arms so he can get an eyeful of cleavage and the suggestive promise of my nice, firm tits. And I whispered in his ear, "I don't care about movies now. I am really interested in what you're hiding down there. And if you take me out the back right now and show it to me, I'll suck it for you." He gulped. It was really quite sweet. I could tell something so nakedly brazen like that hadn't happened to him before. It looked like he couldn't speak. I undid another button so he could get an even better look. My tits were nearly popping out of my silky bra. A bit like they're now for you. His eyes were nearly popping out of his head. A little like yours have been this entire week. Does it feel nice stroking it like that? I hope you are right up to that edge, because you might have to stop at any minute. I told him to follow me to the alley out the back of the bar, and I slid off the bar stool. I could actually feel my pussy was wet as I do so. I was glad I didn't wear any panties. I went in front so he could see my ass swaying in my neat little shorts in front of him. I thought for a second he'd run and hide in the men's room, but I knew he wanted it so badly. Just like you do now. Luckily, I turned around and he was still there. Obviously, no fool. Once we were out there, it was dark and there wasn't much light, but it wasn't filthy. No filthier than my mind, anyway. I pushed him against the wall and kissed him on the lips. But just once. I wasn't there for kissing. I had my hand on his pants, reaching for the zipper. I could feel he was already hard down there, just like you are now, and I wanted to get his cock out in the open, like yours. I slipped my hand into his pants, put my fingers around it, and gave it a gentle tug, and it twitched in my hand. He let out a gasp. I looked him in the eye, our faces still really close together, close enough he could feel my breath, smell my perfume. I pulled his cock out into the night air. It was nice and big, like this toy here, just like yours looked when I saw it for the first time. So then I dropped to my knees, like I am here now, and... Sorry. That was the tell part. I guess this is the show part. And you don't get to play. So hands off that cock while I show you how I suck this one. Eye contact is very important now, isn't it? So this window allows me to look right across at you while I'm toying with this cock, teasing it with my lips. But it also means I'll see if you break the rules while I'm running my tongue up and down the underside of the shaft, tickling the head. And it would be a real disappointment to me and to your cock if you did break the rules, especially while I am rolling the tip of my tongue around the big, swollen head of the cock. Because just think, if we stay friends and you don't touch that swollen, twitching cock right now, and instead just look at me across here, deep into my eyes, I could look back at you, do the same to your cock, and take it right into my mouth. Needless to say, I gave that lucky guy a blowjob he won't ever forget. No one disturbed us all the time we were there, so I even let the rest of my shirt fall open and pulled my breasts free of my bra as I sucked his sexy cock, just to improve the show even further and spin him into a world of pleasure. It felt so deliciously dirty. Oh, you wish you could touch them, don't you? But you can't touch anything. You just have to sit there watching, with your cock aching to come hard, knees buckling, just like he did when he filled my mouth up with his load in that alley. Don't get jealous now. I never fucked him, though with that cock, I almost wish I had. You, on the other hand, you might get lucky someday. You're only just over there, after all. Did you enjoy the story? You can touch yourself again if you want to, but I'm gonna hang up now. Don't come today. You're so close to your reward. And only good boys get rewarded. I'll put my yellow bikini on for you again tomorrow. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Stay safe, and maybe tomorrow I'll let